Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Stevens Point Police Chief Marty Skiba has been placed on leave. Mike Leishner has a story.
According to City Attorney Andrew Beveridge, there's an active investigation into possible rules violations in the department, which has resulted in the action against Skiba. No further details will be released at this time other than Assistant Tom Zenner being elevated to acting chief while the investigation plays out. Beveridge would not comment further on the matter, and Zenner told WAOW-TV he would have no comment.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. A new golf pro and former Antigo native, Anthony Sable, has been hired by the Eagle River City Council to manage the 18-hole municipal course and is scheduled to start this week. Sable has been the head golf professional at the Wilderness Club Resort in Eureka, Montana for 5 years. He indicated he wanted to return to Wisconsin, taking a management position at Triggs in Rhinelander. Sable is a certified golf instructor and has worked at public and private golf courses since 1998 and has been discharged from the Coast Guard. He holds an associate's degree from Golf Academy of America and bachelor's degree from UW-Stevens Point. He will also manage the pro shop, but the city will maintain ownership. Every year in Rhinelander, citizens can get a better idea of what police officers go through on the job. WAOW Television reports the Rhinelander Police Department held the first class of its Citizens Police Academy last night. The class consists of officers teaching citizens about firearms, defensive and arrest tactics, patrol procedures, and more. The students will go on a four-hour ride along with an officer, as well as take part in a night of training with the Rhinelander Fire Department. The hope is that in that academy, citizens will have a better understanding of what type of situations officers have to deal with. Detective Sergeant Kyle Parrish.
One of the requirements that we have is you have to either work in Rhinelander or live in Rhinelander. And so when these people are able to start to see us as more than just a badge, and they can see that we have a personality, that helps.
The Academy wraps up the last week of April with a graduation. UW-Stevens Point Chancellor Bernie Patterson announced he'll be retiring at the end of after 10 years at the university. Patterson says he has fallen in love with the university and will miss the students.
I'm so fortunate to have been able to get to know them, not all of them, of course, but many of them, work with them, and maybe even influence some of them along the way.
While he oversaw some significant financial growth for the university, there's also been a struggle with declining enrollment that led to the Point Forward proposal to eliminate more than a dozen programs that was later scrapped after lengthy discussions, which at times became tense. Patterson says he's helped increase the university's donor base at an important time when student enrollment is declining. He says that Stevens Point has become home for his family, and so much so he plans to stick around part-time after retirement. And the role of the dental industry that it can play in addressing the opioid crisis is being highlighted in a new outreach campaign. The effort is being spearheaded by Minnesota-based United Healthcare. Mike Moen has more.
The company says the main concern is prescribing opioids to patients in their late teens following a procedure. United says, according to its data, dentists prescribe 12% of opioids nationwide, but they prescribe 54% of the drug dispensed to people aged 19 and younger. Dr. Michael Myrmagus is involved with the campaign and says these prescriptions often happen when teens have their wisdom teeth pulled.
We placed our focus in this area, in this particular population, because they are the most likely at this age to become dependent on opioids.
United Healthcare is now offering a toolkit for patients and providers so they can be informed about the risks of using opioids as a painkiller. Separately, the American Dental Association has adopted a policy that also encourages the use of alternative treatments, such as over-the-counter pain medication.
That was Mike Moen reporting. A Wisconsin state senator and candidate for Milwaukee mayor has a different take on last week's shooting at Molson Coors. Lena Taylor says the actions of Anthony Farrell were racially motivated. In an interview, the Democrat said family members of the accused shooter told her he was racially harassed at work. Milwaukee's police chief said last week that race was not a factor. The forecast for the rest of the day: look for the skies to remain sunny with a high near 35. Tonight, snow showers late, low around 28, about a half inch of snow overnight. Thursday, rain and snow showers, and throughout the day, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. And then by Friday, partly sunny skies return with a high near 36. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.